This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got some cool days and a series of chilly nights as this week begins. Today, mostly sunny, a little breezy, but cool for April with a high temperature in the mid-60s. Scattered showers, mostly late tonight. Chilly, low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy early in the day, then becoming mostly sunny later with a high in the upper 60s and low 43 on Tuesday night. We're back in the mid-70s on Wednesday. Should be a nice day. And then rain returns on Thursday. Pollen count very high today and medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Troy police have charged a man with first-degree rape. Richard Davidson is accused of raping a 20-year-old woman at a home in the 100 block of Nat Avenue. Several pieces of evidence were sent to the Alabama Department of Forensics to be examined. Davidson is in the Pike County Jail on a $25,000 bond. Montgomery police say a woman was shot over the weekend. Police tell us the shooting happened at the Patterson Court public housing development. The woman's injuries are not life-threatening and no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And the Auburn Tigers are headed to the Final Four for the first time in school history. Auburn defeated Kentucky 77-71 in overtime on Sunday. The Tigers will face Virginia on Saturday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson at charter.net.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Vocal, Victims of Crime and Leniency, on April 12th at the Attorney General's Office in downtown Montgomery for a special program to recognize Crime Victims Week. Vocal, its partners, and crime victims will pay tribute to those lost to violent crimes and recognize the gains in victims' advocacy that Vocal has championed for since 1982. For more details on services, vigils, and general information, visit vocalonline.org or call 800-239-3222.
Why have I started saving for a rainy day? So that my future self doesn't have to stress about getting a flat tire. Paying for a replacement won't be the end of the world because I've turned small monthly savings into something significant.
Pay yourself first with Navy Federal Savings Products. Set up monthly automatic transfers from checking to savings and earn up to 6 times the national average savings rate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Rates compared to national rates for deposits as reported by the FDIC on March 4th, 2019 for similar products. Insured by NCUA.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack. We're the Plow Guys.
How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They helped with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth
shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I didn't notice. All right, guys, welcome in. Auburn, nonstop 3 hours of Auburn sports radio straight ahead. I kid. I'm just going to get a couple minutes out of the way, and then we'll get into more normal stuff. Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on a daily basis. Jack Campbell, he'll be back with us in all likelihood tomorrow, but he's taking another day on the campaign trail. For the House District 74 seat that is vacant, and he will be winning that seat whenever the governor decides to call the special election. That's a no-brainer. Jack could sit around and wait to become the next mayor of the city of Montgomery, or he could just get to work now in public service by winning the House District 74 seat, which he could do handsomely. Jack wouldn't even have to campaign. All Jack Campbell would have to do is put his name on the ballot, and he'll win 80% of the vote. I don't care how many people run in the primary with him. He'll run 80% of the vote. And there will be no general election because a Democrat couldn't win that seat if he or she had to survive. Our number 272922 is 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. I don't know if you watched it yesterday, but the Auburn Tigers, and I'm about to say something that's going to blow your mind. You know this intellectually, but you didn't know you knew this. The Auburn Tigers now have advanced farther in the NCAA tournament than any team within the cozy confines of the entire state of Alabama. No team, not UAB, not the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, Roll, not the University of South Alabama Jaguars, not the Troy Trojans, not the UAH, whatever they are. No team in the history of the state of Alabama has advanced as far in the NCAA tournament as the Auburn Tigers now have. Final four bound. And let me tell you a little secret. I'm going to let you in on something. I know Auburn's down their best player and all that, but it didn't stop them. Two things going for the Auburn Tigers here. One is a fact I learned over the weekend yesterday. The only other team to beat North Carolina, Kentucky, and Kansas in a single tournament. The only other team to do that went on to win the national title. The Arizona Wildcats. I think that was, I want to say it was 97-ish or 8-ish. Maybe 6-ish. The only other team has done that. Here's another little fact, another little tidbit. Auburn will annihilate Virginia with their little point-a-minute offense. Auburn will annihilate Virginia's point-a-minute offense. And if Texas Tech beats Michigan State, Auburn will annihilate Texas Tech and their point-a-minute offense. These point-a-minute offenses don't typically do well in the NCAA tournament. Look back historically. These people who try to play into the 40s and 50s, they usually don't win national championships. Sometimes they do. Very, very rarely. Go back and look at all the people who've won national championships. It's hard to win 6 games against progressively, increasingly better opponents when you play that style of offense. You can eke out, you know, 28, 29 wins over the course of the year, 30, 32 wins over the course of the year. You can beat out some conference opponents. You'll beat every single conference opponent that has less talent. And you might beat 50% of the conference opponents with better talent. And you could win a conference title or a conference championship. But they typically don't do well in tournaments. Those point a minute. So, guys, I don't want to be the one to tell you this, but Michigan State or Auburn University will win the national championship, and there's a damn good chance it'll be Auburn University. They're playing as well as anybody in the country. And that's all I'm going to say about basketball. I don't want to spend 3 hours on it. I don't want to spend 3 hours on basketball. But if the Auburn University Tigers play for the national championship Monday night, not tonight, but next Monday night, I think I'm going to try to go and watch it in Auburn. That way I can be in the middle of the muddle when it all takes place. That would be fun. That would be fun. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. I'll take your calls, 272-9228. It is the greatest sport, though. It is the greatest sport. I have inside information that I'm going to give you. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but over the weekend, late last week, a former Democrat Lieutenant Governor candidate in Nevada, Lucy Flores, said that Joe Biden made her uncomfortable when he put his hands on her shoulders, sniffed her hair, hugged her, and kissed her on the back of the head. I don't know if you've ever done this. Have you ever Googled creepy Uncle Joe? Have you ever Googled creepy Uncle Joe? I'm going to tell you why the Democrats are coming out against Joe Biden, why the media is about to take him out. I will tell you this in a moment. But first, I want to set it up, because that's absolutely what's happening. It's absolutely 100% what's happening. If you had any doubt in your mind about why creepy Uncle Joe is finally coming to the forefront, the guy was Vice President of the United States for 8 years, fondling children and women all over the place, left and right, on camera. Then everybody looked the other way as if it wasn't happening. Every single person in the media knew it was happening. Every damn one of them who's now coming out going, boy, this Joe Biden's awfully creepy. Every one of them knew it was happening. Every politician knew it was happening. Every guy who brought a daughter into a public event, whether she was 6 years old or 26 years old, and had Joe Biden feeling her up left and right, grabbing her shoulders, giving her a little massage, kissing them on the cheek, whispering in their ear. Every single person in America knew this was happening. But the media totally looked the other way. Every single person who pays attention knew this was happening. But the media looked the other way, and now they're not. I'm going to tell you why they're not looking the other way anymore. It's not as simple as you think. There's more to it than you think. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's 2019 and it's the Me Too movement, and Louis C.K. got kicked off his show, and this other guy got kicked off his show. And it has nothing to do with any of that. I'm going to tell you why it is everyone has turned against Joe Biden all at once. But first, we have to set the story up. He allegedly touched Lucy Flores inappropriately back in 2014. So why did nobody say anything in 2014? And why are leftist places like CNN and MSNBC and the Washington Post and the New York Times all of a sudden taking an interest in creepy Uncle Joe and the way he touches women? Keep your hands to yourself. I mean, it's pretty common sense. Keep your hands to yourself. Why all of a sudden are they worried about what creepy Uncle Joe is doing and who is he touching and all that kind of stuff? Because it's been happening forever. Back in 2014, keep in mind this is 5 years ago. She was just a 35-year-old candidate for lieutenant governor. Actually, she was at a campaign event, and Eva Longoria was there. And he was on camera sniffing her hair as well. You know why they don't want Joe around? Do you guys remember what happened to the Democratic Party when Barack Obama got elected? Do you remember on campaign night 2008 and the following 3 months, all you heard over and over and over again was how the Republican Party was dead? It might take the Republican Party 40 years to recover. So convincing was the Obama win. So humiliating was the McCain loss. So overwhelming was the power and force of the new campaign model. The digital age was underway. No longer could you count on licking stamps to win elections. No longer could you count on just throwing up some TV ads and winning elections. No longer was the candidate with the most money guaranteed to win. They had broken the glass ceiling, the biggest glass ceiling of all. A female president is not nearly as big a deal as a black president, ladies and gentlemen. The biggest and baddest glass ceiling of them all. If the Democrats had run a better female, other than a fatally, horrifically flawed Hillary Clinton, that glass ceiling would have been broken as well, in all likelihood. But if you went back to 1985 and you said, which will happen first, and you interviewed a million Americans and said, which will happen first, a black president or a female president? It would have been nearly universal. People would have expected a white female president at some point in the near future, maybe 10, 20, 30 years off, but certainly before a black president. Barack Obama changed everything. His election in 2008 absolutely changed everything. And television pundits spent the next 3 months telling us that the Republican Party would never recover. That if they can get, if Democrats can get a young, unknown black president with a funny name into office, they can get anybody into office. Republicans never have a chance to win another election nationwide or state by state. That Republicans might get wiped off the map in legislatures and gubernatorial elections, Senate elections. Surely the, and I think at the point, if you remember, Democrats had 59 Democrat senators, and then Jim Jeffords jumped over and they had 60. Was that time period? I know they ended up with 60 for a while. They had a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate. They had a mortal stranglehold majority in the House, the Democrats did, and they had a Democrat president, a radical leftist Democrat president. And that was the end of the Republican Party. They were never going to recover again. And then the 2010 election happened. And it wasn't just at the federal level. We'll talk about the federal level, but they went from having 60 Democrat senators, actually 59, because Scott Brown got elected in the midst there. A Republican got elected in Massachusetts, presumably to stop Obamacare. He campaigned saying, I am the 60th vote. I will kill Obamacare. Well, then they just never brought it back through the Senate again. They just ran it through the House and it was over. You'll remember that. But that's how unpopular Obama had become in his first year and a half in office. A Republican was elected from the Senate to replace Teddy Kennedy. A Republican from Massachusetts. A Republican from Massachusetts. Let those words soak in. A Republican from Massachusetts. And then the 2010 campaign hit, and not only did the Democrats lose their 60-vote majority in the Senate, they lost all majority in the Senate. Not only did they lose their mortal stranglehold majority in the House, they lost their complete majority in the House. And Republicans were now in control of the House and Senate. And they lost about 1,000 races nationwide. That's 20 per state in every state in the Union. Keep in mind, not every state had an election in 2010. Alabama had been a Democrat mortal stranglehold for 136 years. Not only did the Republicans eke out a majority, they had a mortal stranglehold majority. It happened in Tennessee. It happened in Mississippi. It happened in South Carolina. It happened in Georgia. It happened in Louisiana. It happened in Florida. States all over the world, all over the country, excuse me, states all over the country were going solid Republican in response to Barack Obama. It was a horrific time to be a Democrat. And his vice president was a guy named Joe Biden. Creepy Uncle Joe. In this entire time, he was out there all but molesting women on camera, and everyone was looking the other way. He was sniffing hair. He was grabbing shoulders. He was doing that awkward side boob grab that perverts do. You see it on Facebook sometimes. When they're there with women and they grab the boobs on the side, like act like they're just hugging them, but they get a big old handful on the side there. Men, your hand goes around the waist if you're going to, or around the shoulder if you're going to take a picture with ladies. It does not go on their bra. It does not go on their bra on the side. That's not where your hand goes. Shoulder or waist? If it's on the side, we know you're a pervert. If it's on the side of the bra there, there's no business being there. That's creepy Uncle Joe. That's where all his pictures are. Every single one of them. He's got his hand right there under the armpit, fingers all up on the side of the boob. And they knew it. It was taking place and it was happening left and right and everyone knew it. But everyone looked the other way because they didn't want to damage the presidency, because Barack Obama and the Democrat Party still held the presidency. Even though they had destroyed state legislatures, even though they had lost governorships all over the country, even though they destroyed the House and Senate, they still had the presidency, the bully pulpit. And they didn't want it going down by pointing out creepy Uncle Joe was molesting women all over the country. Everywhere he went. So why are they bringing it up now? And this is going to hurt for some of you liberals. They do not want Obama damaging the Republican Party, I mean the Democrat Party, any longer. And Barack Obama is intricately tied. They want to banish the thought of Obama. Keep in mind, not only was creepy Uncle Joe out there molesting women, not only was Barack Obama destroying the Democrat Party that year, the first couple years, he also led a failed coup against the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And all that may break out, too. And so the worst thing the Democrat and the media and everyone who's trying to get rid of Trump, the worst thing they could have out there is a Joe Biden and the Democrat Party reminding everybody of the Obama years. They want to look forward, I promise you. They do not want to look back to the Obama years. And that is why creepy Uncle Joe is finally getting attention as creepy Uncle Joe. That's why. It's that simple. I can explain it to you in 10 minutes. I did. All these other people are going to go, why didn't anybody ever mention this before? I just told you.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality, or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone.
All right, guys, welcome back in. And that's why Creepy Uncle Joe's back in the news. He's always been creepy. Everyone knows he's always been creepy.
You've heard it before as it slowly rambles on.
But they don't want the they want Obama gone forever. They don't want him coming back up. The guy was a disaster. All right, welcome back in. And the Democrats know it. Nobody knows it more than the Democrat Party. They breathe a sigh of relief every time he goes to the French Polynesian Islands. 29 minutes now after 9 o'clock. This hour of the program brought to you in part by good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. When you go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, it's almost like walking into the old world. The way they do the pasta, the way they make the sauces, the way they pair the vegetables and the proteins and the noodles and the sandwiches the way they are. If you have not had an Italian sandwich at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, go. It is chock full. It's got, I mean, you almost can't eat the whole thing. I don't know how big your appetite is. I have a big appetite. I can't eat the whole thing. I cannot eat the whole thing. And it comes with a bag of chips, too. That's like, just make sure you're a glutton. It's a great, great dish, the Italian sandwich. The special this week, I don't know what it is. I'll find out shortly, and when I do, I will pass it along to you. But get by there. They're generous sponsors of our number one. But Baron, how do you know that creepy Joe Biden's back in the news? I have two AP stories from just over the weekend. The AP did the double Biden treatment. Biden faces new scrutiny from Dems over behavior with women. And Joe Biden's history of unwanted touching threatens to put off women voters. Do not be disturbed. Do not be confused. Do not be lied to. That is not why they're going after Creepy Joe. They could hide this. They could hide this. I think there might be a third reason. I'm leaving it out of this discussion. I think there might be a third reason why Creepy Joe is back in the news. I think they may still want to try a second crack at acting like Donald Trump is a rapist. And they can't do that if the guy running against him is Joe Biden. They can't do that if the guy running against him is Joe Biden. Because you have allegations behind closed doors that Donald Trump may have touched someone inappropriately 30 years ago versus, just seriously, go Google Creepy Uncle Joe. If you Google Creepy Uncle Joe, you'll see hundreds of pictures of Joe Biden touching women inappropriately. That little side boob grab he does, the two hands on the neck, the leaning in and kissing people on the cheek. Keep your hands to yourself, man. Not hard. Keep your hands to yourself. Not hard. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Speaking of the 2020 election, Associated Press story, Doug Jones considered the Democrats' most vulnerable senator in 2020. No kidding. No kidding. She, I don't even know what to say. Well, KIV gave us Doug Jones. It was a huge mistake. It was the first mistake of her governorship, and she's doing her best to make up for it. And it hasn't killed us yet. It's hurt us, but it hadn't killed us yet. Hadn't cost us a Supreme Court justice yet. Hadn't cost us a chance at tax reform or any signature Republican issue yet. But it is what it is. I think the Democrats have a more uphill battle in 2020 than they like to admit. Ah, something else taking place in 2020. Something I've mentioned on this very program. I keep turning the mics off if you guys are wondering about that awkward cut. It's I keep coughing. Pollen is just really out of control. All right. Census Bureau. Now, this is out of the Los Angeles Times. The Census Bureau has finally come to terms with something I've always known. But here is how the Los Angeles Times writes the headline. Census Bureau says Arabs and Persians are white, but many disagree. I made this point when that woman, the Palestinian woman, you know who I'm talking about, the Palestinian woman who says, I guess, anti-Semitic things or whatever she's known for. Not the Ilhan Omar, the other one, the one from Michigan. Not the one from Minnesota. Not the one who makes the anti-Semitic tweets and for the reason they had to go do the whole resolution about, you know, we don't hate Jews and all that. But the one from Michigan, I think she's a freshman too, if I'm not mistaken. She made a comment one time about being a woman of color. And I thought she was Palestinian. How's she a woman of color? So I went and looked her up just to make sure. Sure enough, she's white. I looked at her. You don't have to tell me her heritage. I can look at someone and see if they're white. Mariah Carey is white. I mean, these are things I know. Vanessa Williams, white. These are things I know in life. But here's how the story reads. Census Bureau says Arabs and Persians are white, but many disagree. I'm not. This reads like an April Fool's joke out of The Onion. It is not. Nothing. I don't do April Fool's jokes, so I'm not going to do that to you today. Nothing I say is going to be fake or a lie. Okay. So when I read this story, don't say, "Well, Barron's just making stuff up." Samira Damavadandi knows that when she fills out her 2020 census form, she will be counted. But it pains her that in some ways she will also be forgotten. I just want to pause the story for a second. You know the point of the census? Just figure out how damn many people are around. That's it. Doesn't matter whether you're gay or straight, black or white or whatever. We just need to know about how many people live in your area so we know how many congressmen to give you. That's it. The rest of it is just for fun, I guess, for funsies. We don't really care if you're white or black. No government policy is going to change or should change based on whether you're white or black. I'll say that. It shouldn't change. When asked to mark her race, Damavandi will encounter options for white, black, Asian, American Indian, and Native Hawaiian. But nothing that she believes represents her family's Iranian heritage. She will either have to choose white or identify as some other race. Well, a couple points here. One is, Iran is in Asia. You know? Iran's in Asia. I guess you could put Asian. You know, I guess two-thirds of Russia is in Asia. You could put Asian there, too. But why are people so bent out of shape about this? Why is she so damn worried about how she marks her family's heritage? White? Black, Asian, American Indian, or Native Hawaiian. Well, just pick one. Or write other. Who cares? Move on. Go on with life. It erases the community, she said. I'll read that line. It erases the community, she said. Roughly 3 million people of Southwest Asian, Middle Eastern, or North African descent live in the United States, according to the Los Angeles Times analysis of the U.S. Census Bureau. No other country has more of these communities than Los Angeles, where more than 350,000... Listen. I got bad news for you, Iranians. You're white. And so are you, Palestinians, and so are most of you, North Africans. You know what I can't wait for? It's coming. It happens all over the world. It's probably 400 or 500 years off, but it's coming. I can't wait until everyone in the United States is sort of the same creamy, light chocolate milk color. It's coming. It's going to be a while. I've got light eyes and light hair. That's probably going the way of the dodo bird in the United States. There won't be a clear distinct. There'll be some shades of difference, but not much, between Hispanics and whites and blacks. But it's all going to sort of level out, because that's what happens in every society. Every time you get influxes of two different races, within 8 or 10 generations, they all kind of look the same. People intermarry, people have children with each other, and life goes on, and they create a new a new sort of look. And that look sort of dominates the landscape in that area. That's coming. That's happening. That's going to happen in the United States. There's too much immigration in the United States for it not to happen. So it's going to happen. And I wish it had already happened. Because I'm so sick and tired of race-based politics. I'm so sick and tired of people... I got a story here. This is not where I intended to go into this story. But this is what you get when you have people looking different. You get headlines like this. Alabama Democratic Conference's Joe Reed attacks Doug Jones, blames white people leaving party for Alabama Dems' problem in letter. If you read this letter, he wrote a letter from the Alabama Democratic Conference from Joe Reed, the chair. He wrote it, and he signed it, and here is the headline. Here is who it's to. The prevailing ethnic minority members of the State Democrat Executive Committee. The prevailing ethnic minority members. Can you imagine the uproar if Nancy Worley or somebody supporting Nancy Worley wrote a letter to the white members of the Alabama State Democratic Executive Committee? Think about it. Can you imagine? I'm going to read a real sentence. Again, this is not April Fool's Day. I'm going to read a real section of this letter from the Black Political Caucus of Alabama. I wish to impress upon each of you what I've said to you over and over again. The opposition is trying to reduce, undermine, weaken, and divide black influence in the Alabama Democratic Party. We must not let this old divide-and-conquer trick work. We must unite on May 4, 2019, just as we did on August 11, 2018, and re-elect Nancy Worley and Randy Kelly. He's saying that black people all must unite and vote for the same person. Can you imagine if there was a white political caucus of Alabama? That's what it says in parentheses here. Alabama Democratic Conference, parentheses, Black Political Caucus of Alabama. Could you imagine if Doug Jones wrote on behalf of the white political caucus in Alabama saying that Joe Reed is trying to undermine the white influence in the Republic in the Democratic Party? Because that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. He's trying to undermine the white influence in the Democratic Party. I'm so sick of this stuff. I'm so sick of this. And the Census Bureau, there's nothing for me to check. That's because you're white. No, I'm not. I'm Iranian. Yeah, but Iranian people are white. That's not true. I'm a woman of color. No, you're not. You're Palestinian. You're white. That's not true. Everybody has to be something. Nobody can just be boring anymore. Nobody can just be who they are. You got to be somebody. You got to have some Munchausen syndrome. You got to have some victim status. You got no role in these United States. 400 years from now, we're going to be all the same color. We're going to all look about the same in the United States. Then what the hell are the liberals going to do to divide and conquer? Then what the hell are they going to do to win elections? Who are they going to control? I can't wait. I hope they have some frozen body thing. I can come back and watch it. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We have a cool start today. Mostly sunny skies, high temperature in the middle 60s, a little breezy. Tonight, scattered showers, mostly late tonight, chilly, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy early, then becoming mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. I think we'll be down to 43 on Tuesday night, and then back to the mid-70s on Wednesday. That's a great day, Wednesday. And then rain returns on Thursday. The pollen count starting off this week in the very high range today, and just medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back in. It's a quarter to the top of the hour. I've got a success story. I'm talking about an early success story. This Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH, if you want to get in touch with them, 826-WASH, or on the web, auburnhousewash.com. You talk about a success story. These guys are the portrait of why people advertise on radio. They came right out of the gate. And I warned them when they started advertising. I said, you know, sometimes it takes a couple, 3 weeks for people to hear your ad, maybe even a few months for it to really soak in. So don't be discouraged if nobody calls you the first day. Well, somebody called them the first day and the second day and like the third and the fourth and the fifth day. These guys are just going gangbusters. This is something that apparently was not offered in this area. Auburn House Wash. They have a truck dedicated to the river region now. It's here all the time, and they can come give you a quote. They can do a lot of times the quote, depending on the technology available. They can do the quotes without even visiting the home. They just know the neighborhoods or can look it up on a mapping software, and they can figure out about how big your house is and what you're looking to have done. But it makes your roof, the brick, the painted areas, the boards, the trim, the windows, everything looks brand new. They use a low-pressure system. It's proprietary, a low-pressure washing system, so it doesn't damage anything. The pressure washing can damage the brick and the mortar. It can create holes in the trim and the lining, and it can strip paint and all that. They don't pressure wash. They do a low-pressure washing system. Go to their website, auburnhousewash.com, or go to the Facebook page and look. You can see time-lapse video footage. It's amazing. It's amazing. The house looks brand new when they're done with it. And they can do big houses, small houses. They've done baseball stadiums, shopping centers, and then little like two-bedroom, one-bath, 1,000-square-foot bungalows. And they've done mansions. They've done everything in between. Call them. Call them to get an estimate. 826-WASH. It's going to be cheaper than you think, I promise. I was blown away with how inexpensive it was. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH, or on the web, auburnhousewash.com. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. I did mention, I didn't get into the story, but the Alabama Democratic Party is going to have to re-vote on whether or not they will have Nancy Wehrle as their head or whether they will have Myron Penn. It's kind of odd. Both sides are virtue signaling here. I have a friend who's black and Republican. I asked him one time why, because he doesn't seem like a very good Republican. And by that, I mean he's pretty liberal. He's got a lot of conservative bents, but so do a lot of black folks that vote Democrat. And I said, why are you a Republican? He said, because there's a short bench in the Republican Party for black people. If I go into the Democrat Party, I'm just another black person. I'm just used. They just use me and my fellow blacks to get massive votes into the Democratic Party. They just use us. By going to the Republican Party, I'm a novelty. He said, show up as a black person at a Republican event. They love you. They want pictures with you. They want proof that you were there. They give you jobs. They take you out to dinner. And they love you. And I said, no, it's not that simple, is it? He said, no, it's not. But there's a lot of truth to what I said. It's interesting that the Democrats also hold this dearly because the Black Democratic Caucus, the Alabama Democratic Conference, is supporting Nancy Wehrle, a morbidly obese white woman who once sent out a Christmas letter explaining and detailing how she got stuck on her toilet for hours at a time. And the white faction of the Democrat Party, led by Doug Jones, is supporting Myron Penn. He's a trial lawyer over in Union Springs. And he's formerly a state senator from over that way. And he's black. So the whites are supporting a black. The blacks are supporting a white. It's virtue signaling run amok in the Democratic Party. This, my friends, is why we're Republicans. We don't do this. But this is just globalism at a local scale. This is the commoditization of humanity. This is virtue signaling. And it's it's shameful, frankly. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Boo, 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 boo. Chick-fil-A under assault. That's kind of a boring story. Here's an interesting one. Did you guys watch the Trump rally Thursday night? This story didn't come out till over the weekend, but it's a holdover from the Thursday night Trump rally. Did you watch that by chance? It was raucous. That's where he said that the Democrats were engaged in ridiculous bullshit. You remember that? 34% of the attendees at the Trump rally Thursday night in Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 34% of the attendees when the Trump campaign cross-referenced all the names of all the people who showed up. And you have to give them a little background information. You have to give them your Social Security number and your name. You have to show ID when you get there. It's kind of a hassle to go see the president. John Hinckley sort of screwed that up for everybody. 34% of attendees at President Trump's Thursday night rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan, were registered Democrats. 34% were registered Democrats. Almost half had only voted once in the last four elections. That's pretty incredible. That's pretty incredible. Let me tell you something, folks. It's going to be a wild election in 2020. I predict the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, cruises to re-election. He wins 40 to 42 states. That's my prediction. Now in, what is it? April 1. April 1. It's now April. Wow. First quarter of the year is gone. It's crazy. I'm still writing 1999 on checks. We'll be back. Friend, I can't believe this could be.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bells Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Why have I started saving for a rainy day? So that my future self doesn't have to stress about getting a flat tire. Paying for a replacement won't be the end of the world because I've turned small monthly savings into something significant.
Pay yourself first with Navy Federal Savings Products. Set up monthly automatic transfers from checking to savings and earn up to 6 times the national average savings rate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Rates compared to national rates for deposits as reported by the FDIC on March 4th, 2019 for similar products. Insured by NCUA.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack. We're the Plow Guys.
How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They help with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To wake up to this every day. This was my alarm. Actually, it still is some days if I pick the wrong alarm. I got like 200 alarms on my phone. If I pick the wrong one, it's still this one. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 4.5 minutes now to the top of the hour. I do want to tell everybody about ASE Credit Union because those guys are banging out on a day-in and day-out basis wonderful rates for their customers. Members, for their members. You know, you are a member of ASE Credit Union, not a customer. You go to some of those banks. Bank is a four-letter word. If you use a bank, get out of there. You get these people, they go to banks, and they say, but I don't get any good interest rates on anything. Well, that's because you go to a bank. A bank's a four-letter word. You're a commodity at a bank. Go to a credit union. You're a member. They're federally insured by NCUA. They're equal opportunity lenders. You get great rates. They got 90 days no pay right now at ASE Credit Union, 90-day no pay on the car loan. So if you get a loan now, you don't have to pay for 90 days. When you have the opportunity, go by there and check out their credit card interest rates. Check out the interest rates on new and used cars. And I think you'll find, wow, these are better than most places. Better than everywhere else. Well, that's because they're ASE Credit Union. They're not ripping you off. Again, federally insured NCUA, ASE Credit Union, equal opportunity lenders. Did you know yesterday, you know, today's April Fool's Day. It would have been a perfect day for yesterday's holiday, which was the Trans Day of Visibility. I am reading from Teen Vogue. Some of you parents out there buy this smut for your children. Teen Vogue. This is a 16-page article on the Trans Day of Visibility. This is a holiday, according to Lucy Diavolo, if that is her birth name. She might have been born Larry, for all we know. Lucy Diavolo, over at Teen Vogue, she says, March 31 is International Trans Day of Visibility, a holiday the trans community uses to celebrate being seen. I think they're too seen. I don't want to see them as much. The day is marked with events around the in places around the world as the trans and gender nonconforming people come together to celebrate being trans and what it means to be seen. I think it means you have a mental problem. Yeah, see, I knew it. Lucy Diavolo, if you read the third paragraph, says, I'm a 27-year-old tranny. It says transgender woman, but you guys don't know what that means, so I'm saying tranny. I'm a 27-year-old tranny. And media played a big role in my ability to come out. Ah, no kidding. Now the cat's out of the bag. Now you guys know what they're up to. Now you know what they're up to. Now you know why there's trannies all over the TV. They want more trannies to come out. You know why? Trannies don't have kids. Trannies don't have kids. This whole thing is about not having kids. All of this stuff. This whole liberal push on everything. It's all about not having kids. They want lower population. The only way to do that is to convince people to cut their hoot nanny off or mutilate themselves. It was a combination of four trans women who helped me. Magazine profiles and cover stories featuring Against Me lead singer Laura Jane Grace, Orange is the New Black star Laverne Cox. It's an unfortunate name for a tranny. And former Olympian Caitlyn Jenner helped me see myself. That's why they're pushing this stuff on your kids. They want your kids to go cutting themselves up. They have in here, I'm going to have to continue on the other side. They have in here 16 or 18 people. 38 people, actually. Who are celebrating being a tranny. And I'm going to read you some of these quotes, and you tell me these people aren't mentally ill. This is a mental illness that needs to be pushed back against. These people need help. These people need help. Some of these people are 15, 16 years old. They can't even get earrings. But they can go get hormones.